Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 18th of June. And we have, it's Royal Ascot week. So everything today is about Royal Ascot. There's no football. Hopefully some of you made some cash on cups or whoever they're called last night. And also I did, apology, I just had some late news on a horse, but which I put on Twitter, and I know a few of you jumped on. That is why it is worth following me on Twitter, even if you wish to ignore all the nonsense that I do talk, which I do, but there you go. I did do a poll on Twitter about Love Island, and there's 11% of respondents that I need to have a serious word with. I didn't do it for fun. It fascinates me genuinely why people watch this shit. So if you're one of the 11% who have do genuinely watch it, then do feel free to let me know why. Because I can think of about 4,682 trillion things I would rather do than watch that garbage. I just find TV in general mostly inane bollocks, and I don't really understand why we've become a society that just sits staring at it when there's so many other things you could be doing, particularly when people tell me they haven't got time to do this and haven't got time to do that and can't learn this and can't learn that. Use the time you used to watch that inane shite to better yourself or try and better someone else even better. Anyway, that's my preaching for the day. Right, Royal Ascot. The trends PDF has gone out, so that those who had that should have that now. I cannot spend all day chasing up people who haven't got it or whatever. The links were sent to register. I put on the page to register that Hotmail and Yahoo are problematic and you're better off using Gmail. I cannot sit all day just forwarding on messages, and with GDPR I can only send stuff like that to people who have asked to receive it now. I can't just willy-nilly send it out. So that's out. The each day now the people on that mailing list will get the qualifiers around about 11:30 midday. Obviously we've got to trawl through the races ourselves this end, find all the qualifiers, put them in a format and get them out to you. So that will be done over the next couple of hours and they will be with you. I did unashamedly mention FTS Racing, and some of you have given good comments, and the competition this week will all be about memberships to that. Each day there will be a monthly membership, and then the overall winner, somebody who partakes all 5 days and gets the best return, will receive a full annual membership. If I get lots of entries then that do the 5 days, then I will offer a second prize of a 3 month membership. And just remember, you know, people are putting these memberships together and running them every day. They do cost money and time to put together, so you're actually getting quite a bit of value for the annual membership. If you're getting that for £250 worth, which is cheap, for free, they are great products. But as I said to Lee on Twitter yesterday, only if they fit in with you. You shouldn't be buying stuff on this fear of missing out. It's if you've got the bank set for it, and do it. And Nitesh posted, you know, he's starting small £2 stakes. You know, less is more, not having to run in and try and win big money. But they are, I'm proud of FTS Racing now and the setup. It is only going to get better. We work hard on it every month. I've got a guy who helps me with it. I think it's going to be really good going forward. Anyway, right, the competition, it is very straightforward. You need to pick three horses is all. I'm going to give three races each day from Ascot. You have a hypothetical £10 each way on each horse on the following terms. We're only doing the first three places, so the horse has got to be in the first three, and it will be returned to a quarter odds. So a quarter odds, first three places. And every race that I put up will be returned the same, irrespective. I'm not Ladbrokes or Paddy Power and doing first six and fifth odds, all that. For the ease of the competition, you've got to pick a horse to finish in the first three, and it will be returned at £10 each way, a hypothetical. I'm not putting £10 each way on for you. It is a hypothetical £10 each way at the starting price of that horse. So if your horse happens to win at, say, I don't know, let's say at 10 to 1, then your return for that horse would be all in. You would win £100 on the win, and you would win £25 on the place. So your return in total would be £125. We don't include the stake, obviously. So that is how we're going to operate it. And to enter, you need to send me your selection for the nominated races by 1:30 p.m. I am not, unlike the golf where I've got one entry of 4 days, I've got to get this done every day, so I am not taking any entry that received after 1:30. At 1:30, that is the cut-off. The first race at Ascot each day is 2:30, so that gives us an hour to get everything collated, but it will be no entries after 1:30, don't care who you are. Right, the three races today are the Ascot 2:30, the Ascot 3:40, and the Ascot 5:35. To enter, you need to send me the selection that you have in that race, so one horse in each race, and you need to tweet it to me at FTS Income, hashtag Royal Ascot, and then the three horses with the time of the race all numbered. So if you put number one, that will be the first race. Number two will be the second race. Number three will be the third race. Or if you can put 2:30, 3:40, 5:35, that helps me even more. If, and I had a few complaints about people saying only use Twitter. I did that to keep everything in one place. But if you are an absolute Twitter phobe, then you can add it to the comments at the bottom of today's podcast. Not any other day. It has to be on the day I say. So today's would be on the podcast of Tuesday, the 18th of June. You can add a comment there with your three selections. So the races are the 2:30 at Ascot, the 3:40 at Ascot, and the 5:35 at Ascot. You need to put a horse up there. I will tweet. I've done yet another superb FTS spreadsheet solutions. I've done my own spreadsheet, solid old Chrissy spreadsheets off out of it. I've done a spreadsheet. I will tweet the link to that spreadsheet regularly through the week, but I'll put it up in a minute and you can get a look at it, so you'll see the layout of the results, and everybody will just, all your selections will go on there. It may not be real time, it may not be done after racing, it depends how many entries we got and how much work this is. I like to create work for myself, but I will get that done. I've actually got to pop out today. Sam has a hospital appointment, so I've got to do that. And tomorrow I've got to pop up to London, so I've got a couple of things on this week, but I will do the results in and around that. Those of you waiting the portal update, I'm probably going to do that on Thursday now, so I will get that done Thursday afternoon. I can sit and watch the racing myself on Thursday and do that. So, the competition, it is the 2:30 at Royal Ascot, the 3:40 at Royal Ascot, the 5:35 at Ascot. Send me a selection in each race. I will put a hypothetical £10 each way on for you. Top three, quarter odds. Results will go on Google. The person who wins the most over today's racing gets a month's access to FTS Racing, and I'll get that done as soon as I know the result. And you will, the person who enters all 5 days, every race, and wins overall will get a year's supply. And if there's a lot of entries, then I will add another prize or even two, because that's what I'm like. Right, that is it. Tomorrow I will be back with another three races. Good luck today. I will be posting my own bets. Obviously, I get information from punters through the day, people sort of the remnants of JG, the people who are running around shops and things. So any info I get that I'm going to have a bet on, I will be putting my bets up on the blog, probably again around about 1 to 1:30 when I've finalised all my bits and bobs. Once Ascot is out of the way this week, then next week I will be turning my attention to setting up the membership for FTS Ultimate next week. And getting those who are existing members first who want to register for this coming season, get that done. Then I will open up any spaces to anybody new, and the membership area will open sort of the last week of July for people to download the new databases with the new columns ready for the season. But I'll get that all ball rolling next week. Right, that's it. I've got nothing else for you. It's all about Ascot, as I say. So the trend qualifiers will be on their way to those who've registered for that in a couple of hours' time. The competition at FTS Income with your selection for the three races, which are 2:30, 3:40, or 5:35, or you can put them on a comment at the bottom of this post, and my bets will be up on the website under the blog. I'll email out when I do it and tweet at round about 1 to 1:30. Have a great first day, whatever you got doing. If some of you are there, have great fun. Just as an aside, I can only accept one entry per person, and it must be in the right format on Twitter at FTS Income, hashtag Royal Ascot with the three horses. Any other qualification or thing that you write, I'm binning, because I haven't got time to sort through it. I need to be able to find these and get the selections myself. Right, now I'll leave you. Have a lovely Tuesday. Good luck, and I'll speak to you in the morning.